It was an hour after the axial light tube had brought a timid rosy dawn to Tranquility's interior. Patches of fine mist were still lurking amid the deeper tracts of undergrowth. The parkland around each of the starscraper foyers was maintained as open meadow, dotted with small copses of ornate trees and clumps of flowering bushes. She stepped out through the sliding doors into damp air, flushed with a perfume of midnight-blooming nicotiana. Colourful birds arrowed through the air, trilling loudly. She set off down the raked sand path towards a lake 200 meters away, with only the slightest hint of a limp in her walk. Flamingos were wading through the shallows between the thick clusters of white and blue lilies. Scarlet avian lizards floated among them. The Xenoc creatures were smaller than the terrestrial birds, with brilliant turquoise eyes, holding themselves very still before suddenly diving below the glass-smooth surface. Both species began to move towards the shore as she walked past. Alcad reached into her jacket pocket and pulled out some stale biscuits, throwing the crumbs. The birds and lizard things, she never had bothered to learn their name, gobbled them up hungrily. They were old friends. She had fed them every morning for the last 26 years. Alcad found Tranquility's interior tremendously relaxing. Its sheer size went a long way to suggesting invulnerability. She wished she could find an apartment which was above the surface. Naked space outside the starscraper apartment window still made her shiver, even after all this time. But repeated requests to be reallocated inside were always politely refused by the habitat personality, who said there were none. So she made do with the first-floor apartment, which was close to the security of the shell, and spent long hours hiking or horse-riding through the parkland during her spare time, partly for her own frame of mind, and partly because it made life very difficult for the intelligence agency watchers. A couple of meters from the path, a gardener servitor was ambling round an old tree stump, which was now hidden beneath the shaggy coat of a Stephanotis creeper. It was a heavily gineered tortoise, with a shell diameter of a meter. As well as enlarging the body, geneticists had added a secondary digestive system that turned dead vegetation into small pellets of nitrogen-rich compost, which it excreted. It had also been given a pair of stumpy scaled arms, which emerged from holes on either side of its neck, ending in pincer-like claws. As she watched, it started to clip off the shriveled tubular flowers and put them into its mouth. "Happy eating," she told it as she walked on. Her destination was Glover's, a restaurant right on the edge of the lake. It was built out of bare wood, and the architect had given it a distinct Caribbean ancestry. The roof was a steep thatch, and there was a veranda on stilts actually over the water, wide enough for 10 tables. Inside, it had the same raw-cut appearance, with 30 tables and a long counter running along the back where the chefs prepared the food over glowstone grills. During the evening, it took 3 chefs to keep up with the orders. Glover was popular with tourists and middle management corporate executives. When Arkad Mzu walked in, there were 10 people sitting eating. The usual breakfast crowd, bachelor types who couldn't be bothered to cook for themselves. An AV projection pillar stood on the counter between the tea urn and the coffee percolator, throwing off a weak moiré glow. Vincent raised a hand in acknowledgement from behind the counter, where he was whisking some eggs. He had been the morning cook for the last 15 years. Alcad waved back, nodded to a regular couple she knew, then pointedly ignored the Edenist intelligence operative, a 97-year-old called Samuel, who in turn pretended she didn't exist. Her table was in the corner, giving her a prime view out over the lake. It was set for 1. Charlene, the waitress, came over with her iced orange juice and a bowl of bran. "Eggs or pancakes today?" Alcad poured some milk onto the bran. "Pancakes, thanks." "New face this morning," Charlene said in a quiet voice. "Right, knobcase." She gave Alcad a secret little smile and went back to the bar. Alcad ate a few spoonfuls of the bran, then sipped her orange, which gave her a chance to look round. Lady Tessa Moncrief was sitting by herself at a table near the bar, where the smell of frying bacon and bubbling coffee was strongest. She was 46, a major in the Kulu ESA, and head of station in Tranquility. She had a thin, tired face and fading blonde hair cut into a not very stylish bob. Her white blouse and grey skirt gave the impression of an office worker stuck in the promotion groove, which was almost true.